Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 4th of September. Jakob Almsdrell won stage 12 of the Vuelta a España as Enric Mas had another stellar ride on Calar Alto. The Slovenian 20-year-old climbed to victory on Thursday as Spain's Enric Mas extended his overall lead on the brutal mountain stage. Osman claimed victory with a winning time of 4 hours 29 minutes and 53 seconds, and he finished 1 minute and 56 ahead of Berade and 2 minutes 13 clear of his teammate Santiago Buitrago. Mas leads the overall standing ahead of Primoz Roglic, lagging behind at 1 minute 45 and Felix Gall at 2 minutes 06. In the landmark performance, Almsdrell also leaped up the overall standing, evoking memories of his countryman Tadej Pogacar on his first Grand Tour in 2019. Tonight is stage 13 in La Vuelta. It's 193 kilometers. It's a hilly stage with a flat finish, with most of the climbing still totaling 3,400 meters coming up in the first 84 kilometers. With an early climb, the winding stage screams breakaway day, with terrains that suggest any team with another plan will have their work cut out. Wout van Aert has been everywhere on this Vuelta without yet getting his stage victory. He finished third on the road of Valladares, came fourth in Elche de la Sierra, then switched role in Lorca and delivered Matthew Brennan to his third win in the race. Stage 13 may offer the Belgium his best opportunity yet. There is enough climbing to make life difficult for the pure sprinters, but none of it comes close enough to the finish to guarantee the race stays away. And now let's head to Britain and the Lloyds Tour of Britain's Men, which is part of the UCI Pro Series. It got underway on Wednesday in the city of Lincoln. Stage 1 was won by Lewis Askey ahead of Filippo Ganna and Tim Wellens. Askey powered up to Micklegate Cobble Climb to win that classic style opener. Tim Merlier of Soudal Quickstep then won the stage yesterday in a sprint finish. After 181 kilometers through Lincolnshire, the Belgian topped Olaf Coy and Sam Bennett in the town of Skegness. Lewis Askey finished safely in a peloton and retained the overall lead. The race runs through to Sunday across five stages, with today's third stage from Hull to Beverley and the penultimate stage from Hemsley to Leyburn on Saturday, expected to decide the overall classification. This was your cycling news flash for this week. Remember to check out our podcast every Wednesday and visit our website sbs.com.au/sport for all your cycling needs.